Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Asherita Chuchu, and let me encourage you, if you haven't already, go download this season's written prayers so that you can continue to pray through anger and envy and feelings of judgment and disappointment and anxiety, even after these weekly prayers have ended. You can find the downloadable PDF at prayersofrest.com/heart. Today, we're bringing our feelings of offense and being offended before God. So as we begin, find a quiet place and take a deep breath as we enter into God's loving presence together. Today's reading comes from Psalm 109, verse 28. While they curse, may you bless. May those who attack me be put to shame, but may your servant rejoice. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising Him for who He is and for what He has done in our lives. O Lord, you are the God of my salvation. I praise you that you are slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and what you bless remains blessed. Thank you that I am safe in your love, and no matter what anyone else says or does, no matter what offense comes against me, thank you that no one can turn your love from me. How great is your love for your children. How safe we are in your embrace. So take a few moments to talk to God about the situation that is causing your heart offense. Can you recognize His loving kindness with you, even in the midst of this hard place? Feel free to pause this episode if you need more time to talk to Him. Let's move now to express our neediness. Heavenly Father, I confess that there are some people who just rub me the wrong way. It seems like they're purposefully trying to annoy me, or they just go out of their way to offend me. And that might not be true. It might not really be the way things are, but it sure feels that way. And honestly, hard to love them. Oh God, help me not take to heart the things they say. Help me to not be offended by the things they do. God, help me to think the best about other people and to overlook offenses. God, make me quick to forgive because of how much you have forgiven me. So now tell God the details of who it is and what has happened that has caused offense. Be honest with Him, because He wants to hear from you, even in the hard places. We move now to seek God's stillness. And I encourage you to picture God present with you right where you are this moment. Take a few moments to ask God to show you what happened in the situation that you feel so wronged. Ask him to show you what he wants you to see about the other person, about the offense. And then take some time and let him lead you into what he wants you to do next. Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness together. Oh Lord, even more than I want to hold on to this grudge or offense, God, I want my heart to be soft toward you. I want my heart to be quick to love and quick to forgive others. So help me to not hold on to feelings of offense or bitterness. Work through your spirit to bring new life, to bring forgiveness, to bring hope. So, because of how much you have forgiven me, I want to forgive others. Because of how much you love me, I want to be quick to love others. So I trust, God, that through your Holy Spirit, you will change my heart. You will help me to live and love and forgive more like Jesus. So as you end your time of prayer and go back to your day, how can you actively trust God in this situation? What would it look like for you to lean not on your own understanding and your own power and your own abilities, but to lean fully and to rest in God's faithfulness? Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. You've been listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of One Thing Alone Ministries, helping you enjoy Jesus through creative spiritual habits. This episode is based on my new book, Prayers of Rest, Daily Prompts to Slow Down and Hear God's Voice, and that's coming next spring, so you can go ahead and pre-order today. And in the meantime, remember you can download this season's written prayers when you go to prayersofrest.com/hard. And before you go, there is an incredible conversation coming this Thursday in our bonus interview with Ruth Jo Simons. Ruth and I get really real as we share a situation of offense and confrontation in our friendship and how God was so gracious to allow that hard thing to lead to growth and closeness in our friendship. You won't want to miss that interview. Thank you also for our Patreon prayer partners. Their monthly generosity brings this episode to your earbuds week after week. The music is by Robert Elkins, editing by Angie Elkins, and podcast producing by Kendra Stanton. Until we meet again, may you rest in God's loving presence.